Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. If you get a chance and you would like to get a hold of me, would love some interaction. A couple of ways you can do it. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, or you can even text me, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. It's been kind of a little bit of a rainy morning so far. Hopefully you guys got through all that downtown Orlando and hell, even traffic over in the Tampa area. Got a lot of great new content on my YouTube channel. Make sure you go check it out. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to get right into my first piece of audio, first topic. And I know it's like when you say, hey, can I be honest with you? Yeah, you're not, what, you're finally being honest or you really, really lying? Same thing goes with, oh, I'm not meaning to shock jock you when I really mean I'm trying to shock jock you. So, yes, I am trying to shock jock you. But this next piece of audio that I want to play, it's from this new TLC show. That this girl, she's, I think, 22 or maybe even 24 at the oldest, but she's trapped in the body of an 8-year-old girl. Like, she, you know what, let's get into the audio, and I'll let them do the explaining, because I got some serious questions that popped into my mind when I first started hearing this.
If you were to look at me, you would think I'm just a normal little girl. Doing normal little girl things with my fun, crazy family.
So, you guys can't see this. I am going to post this on my social media. Just follow me. Just search Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E. I'm on every single social media platform you could ever think of, and probably some you've not thought of or even heard of. But the weird thing about this is that she is sitting at a bar. She is vaping off of a big vape cigarette. I don't know. Could be out in California. She could be hitting the vape weed vape pen. But isn't that a little weird? Am I the only one that's kind of thrown off by seeing somebody in their mid-20s trapped in an 8-year-old's body drinking big-ass margaritas? And like I said, are they regular-sized margaritas or are they big just because she's in an 8-year-old body trying to hold a regular-sized margarita glass or a martini glass? Your brain, it just plays tricks on you. Your eyes are seeing one thing, but your brain is thinking another.
I have no clue what lane you're in.
Because you're supposed to sit up.
I am sitting
she
up.
Can't you can't see.
But the truth is, I'm not a little girl. I'm a woman. A 22-year-old woman.
All right, so even the voice sounds like a little kid, but I swear to God, not unless they're punking us. They could be. But, like, all right. I'm just saying this because you know there are some people out there. You know the pedophiles are going to be watching this show more than anything. They're going to be flocking to this because this is everything that they want, but it's legal. Or is it? Is it legal? I really don't know. Are you what? This is kind of like transgender. Like, you're trapped in an 8-year-old body, but you identify as a 22-year-old, or are you a 22-year-old? These are all, like, serious-ass questions that I have. Now, can this person, hey, since I'm trapped in an 8-year-old's body, I'm going to live the life of an 8-year-old? Wasn't there, like, a scary movie back in the day where the little kid that this one couple adopted ended up being like some like old whore or something. And she ended up like doing it to try to get money or kill them. Yeah, that was really, really weird. But yeah, I think if I was 22 and trapped in an 8-year-old's body, I would probably just act like a kid the rest of my life. But I don't know. Well, I'll get into this.
Stuck in the body of an 8-year-old.
We can't have children at the bar.
I want to get a tattoo.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22.
Shauna was 6 months old when we found out she had brain cancer.
My pituitary gland was rendered almost dormant because of the chemotherapy. The doctor told me I was done growing. My bones refused. And my height is 3 feet and 10 inches.
I feel, I guess, almost guilty.
Look, I'm not making fun of this person's, like, situation. I really, really am not. I'm kind of, like, opening your eyes up to some of the things that this person has to go through. Like, what is dating like for this person? And how do you date somebody that is trapped in their 20s, in their mid-20s, but trapped in an 8-year-old's body? How do you explain that? Like, seriously, how do you explain when you introduce your new girlfriend, who looks like she's 8 years old, but she's in her mid-20s, to your friends? How do you explain that? Hey, no, guys, you're not going to get in trouble. No, you're not going to be accessory to after the fact. No, that's not what is happening here. No. She's 22 years old, but she looks like she's 8. Get the cops on speed dial here. Because no matter what you told somebody, they're always going to be like, this sicko. And how many times do you think, like, if you're holding out or holding hands with your girlfriend that looks like she's 8, or you can't have any public displays of affection? No, because somebody's going to want to fight you. Somebody's going to call the cops on you. Yeah, it's not going to be good for you. So it's like you could not even, like, kiss her, rub her back, put your hand on her ass. No, because she looks like an 8-year-old. I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve love, but you got to understand, coming from a guy, or she can find somebody else that has the same thing. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But, yeah, you would have a... Could you imagine bringing your new girlfriend to your mom and dad? Mom, dad, I'm engaged. I'm engaged to this woman here. Don't freak. Mom. Stop, Mom. She's 22. Son, Listen, you don't have to go down this... No. Mom, here's her birth certificate. You would have to carry around, like, a signed, sealed, raised-sealed birth certificate everywhere you go just to prove who you are and how old you are, because nobody would believe you. You would be known as the sicko around town.
That she will have to go through this for the rest of her life. So all I can do is protect her.
Even though I physically can't grow up, I desperately want to be treated like a grown-up.
What are we going to say in your bio?
My relationship status is single. I'm short. Leave me alone. I attract creeps.
Okay. yeah. Hey, at least she admits it. And by creeps, does she mean, like, pedophiles? Because I could only imagine that. And, like, I don't know. Like, okay, here. A lot of these pedophiles will get in trouble for having artwork done. Not photographs, but paintings or drawings of nude minors. Do I think it's sick? Yes. Yeah, it is. But it's still not a real person. It's not a real person. It's just not. There's nothing you could do that's going to make me change my mind on that. Now, 22-year-old trapped in an 8-year-old's body. That's pretty much the same thing as those photos, per se, that a lot of people do get. So what I'm trying to ask is, would you be in trouble if you had sex with this 22-year-old trapped in an 8-year-old's body. This is not me trying to be a shock jock or anything. These are all curious questions. TLC, and by the way, TLC makes everything sound so fake. And I did look this up. This is a real person. But my God, this is just blowing my mind.
An idiot. It is scary to put myself out there, but you have to put some risk in to get happiness. So today I am going on a blind date.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Oh, also, get rid of the music, TLC. It sounds cheesy as hell. I mean, you don't have to have music running underneath you the whole entire time. Matter of fact, when you're using music under your stuff, I know that Bubba has said this before, but it almost seems like you don't think your material is good enough to be able to not have music underneath of it. But could you imagine, like, if Chris Hansen brought back the To Catch a Predator shows? I mean, this woman would be the perfect person. She is an adult, but she looks like an 8-year-old. I don't know. Is that too young for some of the people that they were getting for To Catch a Predator? I don't know. I'm sure if you put a little bit of makeup on her, you might be able, but she is really, really short. I think maybe like 3'8". Yeah.
I thought that I was being punked or something at first.
I do desire more independence from my family because I can't go anywhere without them asking questions.
Who are you going to the brewery with? Who's driving? When are you going to be back? Be careful.
I've tried to put my foot down with my parents about doing more independent things.
I could only imagine. He doesn't say, but what, a size 2 foot? I don't know. What do 8-year-old girls' shoe size usually come out to? But yeah, putting your foot down, I mean, you're kind of having to live with them. You're kind of having to live under their roof, their rules. So, I don't know. I mean, this woman is going to be in a lot of trouble when her parents do pass away. She's going to be out on her own. Nobody's going to believe her. How do you even get a job? Nobody's going to hire somebody that looks 8 years old. It's just not going to happen. Oh, that's another one. Go undercover like 21 Jump Street. Should be perfect. I don't know how many like drug problems and crime is going on in first and second grade or even third, but she might be able to help out.
They're going to buy a house, and then they're going to be like an addition, and that's where I'm going to live.
I don't know if I'm ready to let her go, but she needs to be let go.
No.
Yeah.
You have to tell them no.
I'm working on my independence. People tell me I'm a fun drunk.
Could you imagine? You know what, though? I bet you'd be a fun person to go out drinking with. Because if you were just sitting there drinking and have a good time, could you imagine if some 22-year-old trapped in an 8-year-old's body was, like, just completely S-faced, coming up to you and, hey, what are you doing, sexy? You want to take me home? Oh, man, that would be, like, could you imagine, like, if you had taken, like, a hit of acid or something before he walked into that bar, and you got an 8-year-old drunk as hell trying to pick you up? Yeah, that would be definitely a bad trip. With the rise of all these psychotropic drugs, mood stabilizing drugs, you're seeing a lot more of younger and younger adults, not young adults, but middle-aged people that you would think maybe would not need it. I've tried it once before, and that was when I had all those bad damn mood stabilizing drugs in my body, and I tried it one time, and it was okay, it was, but they're finding out now. See, this is what happens after a while, is that they'll come up with these drugs, and then they'll do more and more studies and find out that these drugs can be used to treat other ailments that affect men and women on both sides of the gender line.
Taking Viagra slashes Alzheimer's risk by 2/3, research suggests. Scientists claim the love drug may help boost brain health and cut levels of toxic protein that trigger dementia.
Well, I mean, you know, guys always say, you gotta get the poison out every once in a while. Because it does keep you clear-headed. Everybody wants to, you know, reference the something about Mary thing, about not going out with a loaded gun. By loaded gun, I mean your penis. You want to get one off before you even go out on the date, because it does help you look at things a lot more level-headed, clear-headed, and it does. There's also been times in my life where I have, like, taken care of it, and I've looked in the mirror, and I'm like, yeah, this chick ain't as attractive, and you're not into her as much as you thought you were. You're just really, really horny, and you want to get laid. And sometimes it does give you that moment of clarity before you go out, make a mistake, get trapped, whatever it may be. So that's why I do suggest take care of business before you do go out.
Experts analyzed data on 7.2 million U.S. adults and found regular users had a 69% lower chance.
You know, the math does work out correctly. At first, when I heard Amy Sinha, go to her website, amysinha.com. If you're looking for anybody to voice over something for your business, Amy, AmySinha.com. At first, I thought maybe she was trying to be funny by saying, oh, 69%. 69. No. The math does work out. I was like, all right. So I thought it might have been the people that actually wrote the story. But no. For some reason, a story about Viagra, 69% of Americans that use it are having clear heads. Go figure.
Of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's over the next 6 years. Medics say the findings published in the journal Nature Aging suggest the little blue pill could soon be prescribed to tackle dementia.
I mean, I'm not a scientist, not a doctor, not a researcher, but I can almost guarantee you it's because you get more blood flow to certain types of the area. Oh, and by the way, what are they, you know, you think with your big head? Think with your little head. Maybe your little head thinking is helping your big brain up on top with extra blood flow. I know that my dad tried it out for a little bit. But with his diabetes and stuff, yeah, it wasn't that great. Plus, he did have heart problems. Man, is it ever going to stop raining here today? But with his heart problems, he couldn't take it. But we would also get a lot of people, you know, working on Bubba's show. You would get the... get all types of good Canadian, like, pharmaceutical stuff that people, you know, would handshake you when you meet them and stuff. Got some Canadian Viagra one time. Oof, man. I don't know what they do, but they add a little bit of extra octane to it.
They are now planning a fresh study to test the benefits of sildenafil, the generic version of Viagra, in early Alzheimer's patients. Lead researcher Dr. Cheng from Cleveland's Clinic's Genomic Medicine Institute said sildenafil, which has been shown to significantly improve cognition and memory in preclinical models, presented as the best drug candidate.
I would like to know, see, now are we going to be, like... is there going to be a lot of, like, older men or middle-aged men that are doing preemptive strikes against Alzheimer's or dementia? And they're all walking around with big hard-ons, big erections. And people can't get mad because you'd be like, sir, put that thing away. Just put that thing away. No, I can't. I'm fighting brain disease. I think that's a lot more important. And you're just going to have to get over my big raging boner that you can see through my tight pants. Yeah. I'm working on my mind over here.
Sildenafil may have neuroprotective effects and reduced levels of toxic tau proteins. Around 850,000 Brits currently have the brain-wasting disease, and the figure is expected to hit 1 million within a decade. 2 in 3 cases of dementia are due to Alzheimer's. Dr. Jack Otte.
All right. You guys are doing this on purpose. Amy, or the people that wrote this, you're telling me that a story about Viagra, you have the percentage 69, and now you got a doctor named Jack something. It almost sounded like you a Jack Aplenty. Dr. Jack Aplenty. Yeah, I'm not buying this for a second.
Lecturer in the medical sciences at the University of Tasmania said, "This is exciting stuff, but we need further research. In the field of Alzheimer's disease research, we have been excited by many drugs over the years, only to have our hopes dashed in clinical trials." And Dr. Catherine Hall, senior lecturer in psychology at Sussex University, said, "Sildenafil could be boost brain power by improving blood flow."
What did I say? And I've talked about this time in and time out. I like to not know. I like to know as little about the story going into it. I just do. And what did I tell you just a few minutes ago? This has to all come down to brain blood flow to the brain. Man, this whole doctor thing, I don't even understand why guys go to school for 8 years. I just figured this whole thing out, and I don't have a lick of medical school knowledge.
It does seem that the drug is doing something. Sildenafil treatment is an exciting prospect for prevention of Alzheimer's, but it is not clear how to best move on from this research. Dr. Susan Kohlhaas from Alzheimer's Research UK was cautious about the findings. While sildenafil is most well known as a treatment for erectile dysfunction, it's also used to treat high blood pressure in the lungs. In this study, researchers also found that its use is linked with fewer cases of Alzheimer's disease in American adults.
I also think that this extra use of Viagra to help treat other things besides erectile dysfunction is going to help us out with another baby boom. I really do think it's going to help us out with another baby boom, because I think for the first time here in America, I think birth rates are down. And that's something, because a lot of people, they're just like, oh man, the sex is so good. I mean, that's why birth rates increase more and more and more, because guess what? Evolution, you know, they wanted us to make it feel good, so we wanted to do it all the time. They made it so good that we would make dumb decisions and not put on a condom. So, mark my words, you are going to see a big baby boom here if this comes to find out that it slows down the process of losing your brain and having dementia or Alzheimer's. You're going to see that. You're definitely going to see that. And before I move on, Amy Sinha, I was on the phone with her yesterday, and my good friend Ivor came in to the park. And he's from the United Kingdom as well, too. And I was like, oh, man, this would be nice. You know, Amy could talk to somebody with her fellow tongue from the United Kingdom. But I forget, she's from Wales. And the English really don't like the Welsh that much, because Iber used to always make fun of the Welsh because they like the shag sheeps, from what Iber said. I don't know. Maybe Iber, like, put her off her, like, game. Because she kind of clammed up a little bit when I put her on the phone with Ivor. I just thought it was funny. She couldn't, something about pitting sheeps and wellies and pushing them up to the pissing cliff. I don't know if it's the pissing cliff or the cliff you piss off of. I just found it to be highly interesting. I wish I could have recorded the thing, but couldn't get to it. The next story that I'm getting into, I've had this one for a couple of weeks. And I still think it's still a good story. I never was in the ROTC. And I would like to hear from you guys. I would like to know what the ROTC is about. Like, is the ROTC about preparing young adults for the military? Or is it more about teaching them discipline? To teach them well-being and to appreciate things? And have responsibilities? Because this is a story that happened in Volusia County, and the only reason I know that it happened in Volusia County, well, because the reporter tells me, but as soon as I heard Claire Metz, she has been a reporter here, hell, I've talked about this before, since I was in middle school. But she wanted this one African-American kid, I guess it is because of his religion. And if this was any other club, I completely, completely get it. But ROTC, isn't it supposed to be about discipline, teaching you rules and stuff? And maybe this kid didn't know it. Maybe the kid doesn't want to quit. But he has long hair, and the ROTC is wanting him to cut it. As far as I knew, in the military, you really didn't get those type of decisions. You didn't get to wear your hair the way you wanted to. I don't think you're allowed to have facial hair in the military, here in the United States military. But I don't know. Let's get into this story.
Part of my culture, it is something I'm proud of. My brothers also have locks, just like me.
15-year-old Logan Rents always wears his hair tidy, back in a bun like this when he's in JROTC class at Spruce Creek High School in Port Orange. So When the program instructor told Logan he had to lose his locks, bun or not, the teen thought it was a joke.
See, this is where I wish, like, I had Vulture. Vulture, look, he does a lot of stuff for me behind the scenes. And you know what? If that's the only way he'll work with me, then that's fine. But I would love to have him on the air to be able to talk about stuff like this. Like, what would happen to you in the military if your instructor or your superior came up and told you you had to get rid of the hair, but you thought it was a joke and you just like, ah, yeah, good joke. Love it. I love a good rib. No, I'm not cutting my hair. No. I thought the whole, even if I'm wrong about what the ROTC is supposed to be about, and it's not about preparing people. I was popping my peas real hard on preparing people. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that even if it's not about the military, isn't it about discipline? Isn't it about, you know, following the rules and the laws? I don't know if this is a made-up rule. Maybe this is something that the guy just doesn't like and it's not a part of the rules. Then, you know what? Go pound sand, buddy. But if it's in the handbook that, oh, we don't want you having long hair in the ROTC, then it's got to go bye-bye.
He said that I had to cut my hair to wear a uniform. And I was like, oh, I thought you guys were playing around.
Logan's mother, Dr. Keisha Rentz, an administrator at the high school, comes from a military family, was proud of her son that he wanted to be part of JROTC. She was appalled and offended when she received a document that described her son's hair as matted and unkept.
His hair doesn't interfere with anything. He runs track. He plays basketball. He's in karate.
All right. Then he can be in those clubs. He can be in those clubs. Like I said, I'm going to do a little bit of research here. If it's in the handbooks for all ROTC across the country to have their hair kept in a certain fashion, then sorry, you just can't be a part of the ROTC. I'm glad you come from a military family. That's nice. But if you do come from a military family, wouldn't you know, like, you just don't get to wear your hair any way you want to? I'm going to talk to Vulture when I get done with the show because I'm going to do a little follow-up because I want to get all the rules on what it is. I know the Marines are really, really, like, no budging at all when it comes to it. I know some of them, like the Air Force, they might be a little bit more lax. Who knows? But all those clubs that you just mentioned, basketball, football, track, those are all places you can have those type of haircuts. Now, was the choice of matted and not kempt a wrong choice of words? Yes, I completely agree 100% because then almost it's back to the whole, I'm not even going to say it. What's his face? The guy that did the stuff with the Rutgers basketball team, nappy-headed, you know what? Yeah, that reminds me so much of that. And I think the only reason why the parents are having a hard time with this is because of those choice of words.
And I don't think it would interfere with JROTC as well.
Dr. Rentz did some research, found out Logan could stay in the program as a participant even if he didn't cut his hair. She says that's when the instructor started giving Logan special assignments. Logan has a learning disability. He struggles with reading and writing. But on days when his fellow cadets were in uniform, Logan had to turn in an essay.
Wait. Hold on. I didn't know this part. I didn't know this part at all. Okay, so he's in the ROTC. I'm sure his person that is in charge of him, his commander or his teacher, probably knows that he's having a hard time with public speaking or reading and writing. Isn't this a good thing that the drill instructor or teacher, well, I don't even know what they call the person that's in charge of ROTC, but isn't this a good thing? Like, he's trying to help this kid. Face adversity. Face what he's not good at. To become better at it. Isn't that what a part of the military and the ROTC is? To make you a better person than what you were when you came in? Yeah. Maybe this kid doesn't need to be in the ROTC because it seems kind of soft. At least his mom. I mean, I don't even think the kid really seemed that offended. I think this all comes back to the parent. The parent wanting to, you know what? I ain't going to let them tell my kid what they can or can't do. No. Just think I would love to know, did they really ask the kid what he wants?
It ended up where he had to write about a total of 10 essays that were 900 words each, 3 to 4 pages.
And guess what? I almost guarantee you that he is better at reading and writing than what he was before he was in the ROTC. And doesn't that kind of seem like what? What? Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. So they could have easily kicked him out. You guys could have left. Nobody's forcing you to be there. And you're telling me that the kid wrote 9 essays? That doesn't sound like somebody that has a problem with reading and writing. That seems like somebody that got more comfortable and got better at something they weren't great at, all because of the junior ROTC or ROTC. What the hell's going on here? Why isn't Claire Metz asking these type of questions?
His mother says other assignments like picking up trash on uniform days followed. She brought in attorney Katie Kelly with Community Legal Services of Mid-Florida. Kelly calls those special assignments punitive.
Isn't that what? Oh, my God. I really do think people are missing the point here. And now this woman, this mother, she's just looking at a payday. She's looking at a to get paid. That's all this is. Just because your kid's having to do special assignments, because guess what? That's the facts, Jack. You were asked to cut your hair. You didn't. You're still in there. And you know what? I kind of got to give this kid some credit. This kid still stuck around, even though he had to do 9 essays when he's horrible at reading and writing, and pick up garbage. You know, bravo on this kid. I think this all comes down to the mom, like I said, just trying to get some attention and trying to get paid.
And says the teenager's groomed locks have nothing to do with the mission of JROTC.
It's not to make soldiers. It's not to indoctrinate them into the military or expect them to live up to a military standard. It's simply to make good citizens. And
kind of seems like it worked. He's doing stuff for the community. He's going out picking up garbage. He's gotten better at reading and writing. I think you guys should, like, give a medal. You get an accommodation to this person that was holding their guns, making this kid do, like, some extra stuff because he didn't want to follow the rules. It just blows my mind, people. It really, really does. Anyways, gonna get out of here. Had a really, really busy day yesterday. I am gonna do a Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream tonight at 8. So make sure you check it out. My mom ended up getting that house. That's what I was doing all day yesterday. Had to get insurance. Had to get a home inspector. Had to go through all these steps. Talked about this. You're never, ever really, really done when you think you're done when it comes to buying a home. Anyways, going to get back on schedule. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.